I'm with Vijay Sajana, the Chief Financial Officer of Dubai Sports City. Vijay, we're at Cityscape Global at the Dubai World Trade Centre. It's a very busy time down here, very exciting indeed. And it's exciting from Dubai Sports City's perspective as well, because you're using this exhibition to launch Dubai Sports City's latest properties. That's Fortuna Village. Take us through that.
Hi, Brian. I think this is a very interesting time. You rightly said on the Cityscape Global. Dubai Sports City over the last few years have come up from a lizard farm to what it is at this point of time. It's one of the most appreciated projects in Dubai. We're happy to launch the Phase 2 of Victory Heights, which is a very well-accepted product in the market. The phase is known as the Fortuna Village. It's the eighth village in Victory Heights, with a small collection of around 30 townhouses. These are a desired address from Dubai Sports City's perspective, and anybody who aspires to have a quality life would be a part of this community. It's around the Ernie Els Golf Course, which has also created its mark as one of the best golf courses since its launch in 2008, and has got iconic players already as a part of its members or honorary members who come and continues to patronage the clubhouse. The 30 villas that we are launching are also based on the green norms of Dubai Municipality, and we expect that these townhouses to be ready by the end of 2015.
Now, in terms of Victory Heights, I think already it's been successful, hasn't it? Because you've got over 5,000 people living there already.
It's been a very successful community. I think from 2006, when we started the Victory Heights product, till now, over 961 villas have been handed over. We have a closer to 5,000 people residing in Victory Heights. I think we can boast of 100% occupancy, which should be rare for any product or any community of that size.
Now, in terms of the real estate market, it's obviously been very well documented that Dubai had a serious downturn a couple of years ago. Do you see now signs, significant signs of the upturn from Dubai Sports City's perspective in particular?
See, Dubai Sports City also had its tough time as anybody else in Dubai market. But I think over the last 5 years, what's given us is to regroup ourselves and relook at the portfolio which has to offer in the market. Dubai Sports City had concentrated largely in terms of its commitment to deliver the projects which are already on the market. It would near be out of place to say that at this point of time, we have a population of closer to 15,000 people residing in Dubai Sports City. Now, this platform of Cityscape, you know, the global Cityscape, gives us an opportunity to take what we have created as a legacy forward for the new, for the next generation. So what we are doing now is we're looking at some additional launches coming up. We're looking at the, as we said, about the Fortuna Village, but next on the phase is the Canal Residence Phase 2. The first phase of the Canal Residence project has been very well accepted. Over 589 apartments have been released. We have been largely sold off on the entire stock out there. And looking at the success and the demand from the people to have a product along the canal, we are now in the process of looking at launching the Phase 2 of Canal Residence. The Phase 2 will have a total of around 300 apartments. I think it's closer to 400 apartments built up with an area of 400,000. This entire product, we expect the kind of response that we have got in the Phase 1. There are people who are willing to become a part of this community. And let's not forget, Canal Residence is just opposite to the world-acclaimed academies, right? It's opposite the ICC. A cricket buff from the subcontinent will tell you what ICC means to them. So we are just opposite that ICC on the canal. We got the football, rugby, cricket, and let's not forget, schools with 1,000-plus capacity just running across. So it's an ideal location for the families, children, the moms and the father to be there as a part of the community.
So from your perspective, it sounds as though it's a huge time for growth.
Definitely it is. You know, what we feel is that there are three different areas in Dubai Sports City. One, which definitely would be the downtown, which is the top end of the product. But we fulfill what is an aspirational demand, which is people climbing up from one project to a level below the downtown area. Now, that's where Dubai Sports City fits in. I think the quality of life that we give to the people is tremendous. It's an excellent value for money in Dubai Sports City. The product that we sell is not only good for families, but from an investment perspective also, we got a yield of around 8 to 9% returns in terms of rental projects in Dubai Sports City, which by any standard is a very good figure.
Now, all this talk of growth and returns on rental property and so on and so forth, Is there any danger, in your view, of the market overheating?
I think let's not forget 2008 and 9, you know, when the market had really heated up. The Dubai government has woken up to that, and since then they have looked at what kind of controls can be built in from investor protection. Dubai has started to gain from a lot of uncertainties which has been there in the nearby areas. And if we today look at the market within Dubai, we would see that a large amount of investment is coming in from these disturbed communities or countries or the areas. But apart from that, if we look at the product mix, we are seeing a lot of investment coming in from the subcontinental within this within Dubai. I would say the growth over the past 12, 18 months has been really sharp. Over the last 5 to 6 months, we have seen the stabilization of that price points. And we think it's an interesting time. So the fears are unfounded. We don't believe that there will be another kind of a crash which will be happening. It is a stabilization period, and the only way is the way up.
Vijay, thank you very much indeed for your time, and good luck for the rest of Cityscape Global.
Thank you, Brian, and I look forward to the success for Dubai.